What the f- is wrong with Dave Smith? I just listened to his breakdown of the Libertarian National Convention. He confessed that the takeover by the Mises Caucus was a failure given how out of control the convention was, including how they selected a very woke presidential candidate. Dave Smith took responsibility for it, claiming that his decision to not run caused the whole chaos in the first place and maybe they wouldn't have ended up with the guy they got. That's a bit of a stretch to think that the whole party sits on your shoulders, but you do you. Aside from lacking humility, it was amazing for me to watch him act like this was the first time he ever realized how batshit crazy the party was. All the weirdos, all the chaos, the lack of organization, the lack of professionalism. But newsflash, it's been like this for quite some time. I attended the 2014 convention when it was in Columbus, Ohio. It was just as disorganized, albeit it was far less flashy than the one in D.C. Try getting involved in the party as a regular person. Your emails are ignored constantly. Do you have any idea how long it took to get press credentials for the LNC in Washington? I eventually contacted board members to see if somebody would respond. Everyone is doing anything but their job. I can only assume everyone is just using titles from the party to further their own career, but not actually doing anything to move the needle. But I get that you don't see it, partially because you're a celebrity. You get the best of everyone. You email, text, or call someone, and they're going to get back to you. But regular people looking to get involved get nothing. And I'm not the only one. Everybody else there I talked to said their emails were ignored. People were just walking in off the street without paying for a ticket because there was such little organization and no one was checking anything. It was a mess there, not to mention what threw down at Trump's speech, which was a wild, wild time. I just wonder what would happen if the party stopped ignoring its own supporters. What if they bothered to engage with people who want to advance the Libertarian Party interests? But I really think the party's obsession with liberty has caused them to ignore any and all order, organization, or structure. It's as short-sighted and immature as it is a waste of time. You realizing it was all a shit show now because your guy didn't win and things went really bad at the convention is just, how could you have not noticed that before? Unless you were just so plugged into what you were doing, you didn't think the details mattered. But that's a whole other issue. You're not in charge of the party. At the end of the day, it's not your responsibility to make sure things are organized. But I think what you really revealed was your lack of self-awareness. Because you go on this little rant about a guy in a thong with his ass hanging out. I can only assume you're talking about Starchild, who has been up to this for years. I met him at the 2014 convention. This guy isn't new, but it seems like you seem to think he's new. So let's go ahead and just listen to what he said about meeting this guy and his perception. And then I'm going to blow holes through it because that's what I do.
There was this guy he was like in a thong, like wearing some like ridiculous costume, a grown man with his ass hanging out. And he comes over to me and he goes, I'd like to challenge your immigration views. And I just went to him. I went, buddy, I just can't get into it right now, but I appreciate your enthusiasm, and walked away. I just had this moment where I'm like, dude, the lack of self-awareness, like you're a grown man in a thong. Do you think there's a chance that I'm about to enter into a serious conversation with you and consider your ideas? And you will never be taken seriously by the world if you present yourself this way. And there's something kind of weird about that, that while libertarians have such a superior political philosophy, this is such a basic thing to understand that everybody else gets. Like every Democrat and Republican knows you put on a suit and tie before you do politics. You know what I mean? Like, because that's the way people will think this guy might have something to say worth considering. And okay, I'm not saying you have to put on a suit and tie. I'm not a suit and tie guy, but I present myself in a way that you could take me seriously. And I present these ideas in a way that they could maybe influence you.
First of all, you mentioning wearing a suit and like playing the part cracked me up. Because, yeah, you backpedaled and said you're not a suit guy, but you think you're, I don't know, presentable. Dude, you like wear t-shirts and hoodies all the time on your podcast. And you wear the same outfit everywhere you go. I was at the convention in D.C., and then I was at the Chris Cuomo debate a week later, and you wore the same thing. God forbid you put a suit on for that. I mean, Chris Cuomo was in a suit. I think PBD was in a suit, but not you. Guess you're too cool. Yeah, it does kind of matter. Maybe you should consider actually being a suit and tie guy. You can't complain about that and then just not do it because you're just not that type of guy. And you talking about basically decorum and how people are dressed and act and take people seriously, you vape constantly on part of the problem. You will play a 30-second clip of somebody and you're over there sucking down a big old fatty. Like, what's the problem? Why do you need to take so many drags? And let's not forget, you literally co-host a podcast called Legion of Skanks, filled with drinking and smoking and nastiness. I turned it on one day and said, oh my God, no, I don't want my lady ears to hear this. Don't believe me? Then just listen to the description of the Legion of Skanks podcast. Quote, Legion of Skanks has been called the most offensive podcast on earth, and the host and creators wouldn't want it any other way. Stand-up comedians and real-life best friends Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez, and Dave Smith host their weekly podcast party from the Strand, New York City, where they discuss anything and everything in a hilarious and extremely uncensored way. The Skanks consistently raise the bar on filth and depravity. The goal of the show isn't to educate, but rather to make you piss your pants laughing and possibly question your own moral code. I sure as hell know I question my own purity after listening to Legion of Skanks. Does that sound like a guy that I should take seriously when it comes to public policy? Does that sound like a guy that I would want to listen to his opinions on anything to do with politics? Does that sound like a guy that I should take serious enough to think he should even run for president? Yeah, Starchild had a thong on and was running around in a weird costume, but he's doing what you're doing, just a more garish way. You're getting attention for your raunchiness and making a career and a living for yourself, and he's out there running around in the thong to get attention for his cause. But above all else, but forget the thing about wearing suits or your Legion of Skanks podcast or how you dress sloppily or casual or the same thing, and we'll forget about the vaping and all that. But let's consider how you acted at the convention. Yeah, I didn't like the weirdos and the rowdiness with the signs and the rubber chickens and the screaming and yelling. They look like a bunch of buffoons. But you have this opportunity up there to moderate a debate between Vivek Ramaswamy and Clinton Russell. I would literally cut off one of my fingers to get to talk to Vivek Ramaswamy. So this conversation comes up about economists and who likes which one more and which one do they subscribe to in terms of philosophy. And Vivek finishes what he's saying, and then you go, I couldn't have any more of an erection than I do right now. I'm sorry, but an erection joke at a political party convention? I mean, I laughed at it. It was quite funny. You are a comedian. You had great timing, but I really felt like it was inappropriate to be said there. It wasn't professional. It didn't want me to take anything I heard there serious, and I think you were drinking a beer. So question here for you. Do you think people want to engage in a serious conversation with you, the man who jokes about erections at political debates, the man who can't stop vaping during his podcast, and the man who's on a podcast called Legions of Skanks, where the whole point of it is to be as nasty and crass and raunchy as you can be. So, yeah, Starchild had his ass hanging out, but he never talked about an erection. What's the difference? But I'm not done yet. I'd like to bring up who you endorsed for president. You see, I'm all about decorum and looking the part and being professional and being on top of your game. It's a big beef of mine with the party. It's a big beef of mine I have even within the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. You can just be any idiot these days. I mean, look at Lauren Boebert, and she's in Congress. That's another issue for another day, though. But the guy that you picked, Michael Rechtenwald, I interviewed him. Nice guy, funny, had some cool ideas. But it was really hard for me to take him serious because he was constantly vaping. Like every question, he vaped. And I don't know for sure, but it appeared to me he was on something. Alcohol, drugs, whatever. His speech seemed a little bit slurred. He couldn't answer a couple of questions. He even pushed the interview an hour later at the very last minute because he had a late flight or some other excuse. Like, you're running to be president of the free world and you're tired? I mean, I've talked to my fair share of inebriated men in my life, unfortunately, but this was pretty much the same thing. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think he was on something. It's one thing when you're in your 20s. It's not right, but it's common. But it's downright pathetic when you're that old. I mean, Rechtenwald has to be, like, what, older than my parents? And yeah, I know you can't control him. He's a grown man. But you did pick him. You did endorse him. And I don't think I'm special enough that this is the first time he's acted like that. I'm sure he's done it in other interviews or he's done it in person. You don't smoke and be that inebriated and people don't recognize it. But it was very different when I interviewed Chase Oliver. Yeah, he's a little too woke for me, but he showed up on time. He had a suit jacket on. He wasn't high or on alcohol. He wasn't vaping. And he answered everything like an adult. I knew right then that he was going to be the one that had what it took to make it to the nomination, to get victory out of it. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm being too nitpicky. But I think it's a little bit weird that a man would complain about a lack of professionalism in the Libertarian Party when I could bet my next paycheck that you're going to host your podcast in a hoodie. Mark your calendar for July 25th through 27th. Ladies Love Politics will be attending the Bitcoin 2024 conference. Join me online as I cover the event or grab a ticket and see for yourself the wonderful world of Bitcoin. Ladies Love Politics is a proud media partner of Bitcoin 2024. In the meantime, be sure to follow the Ladies Love Politics channel on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram.